From our New York studios, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. So, Tom, Donald Trump is not doing well in the polls, and the group that may support him the least is African Americans. In fact, a recent study by the University of New Orleans Survey Research Center shows Trump has less support among blacks than former Klansman turned politician David Duke had when he ran for the U.S. Senate.
Golly.
I know, it's that low. But my guests this morning want African Americans to see what they see. These ladies are strong Trump supporters and believe, as president, he can, as he says, make America great again, especially for African Americans. Now, Tom, these ladies have taken their support for Trump to YouTube and have become internet stars with millions of views. I'm going inside her story with Lynette Diamond Hardaway and Rochelle Silk Richardson, better known as Diamond and Silk, the Stump for Trump girls. Good morning, ladies.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Okay, now, is this Diamond?
This is Silk speaking.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. I got Diamond on the other line. Hold on.
Okay, we're going to try to get you both on standby for one second.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Diamond, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, yes, I am.
Yay.
How y'all doing?
All right.
Okay, good. Glad, because I wanted you both together. Now,
Tom,
which one
is the hype woman? Diamond or Silk?
I am not a hype woman. I'm calm this morning, and it's Diamond.
Okay.
But Silk is the hype woman.
She's the hype. Right.
Okay.
Now, both of them, they're actually sisters, and they're from Raleigh, North Carolina. So, good morning, ladies. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning. And good morning, Tom Joyner. We love you.
Now, see? Now, let me tell everybody a little bit about you all's background. You guys were lifelong Democrats until Trump decided to run for president. Is that right?
Yes.
That's correct.
And so you became Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you see about Donald Trump that most African-Americans don't see? What do you like about him?
I like the fact that he said he wanted to secure the border. That was important. And the fact that he wants to bring back jobs. Here in North Carolina, manufacturing is just about obsolete. So when Bill Clinton signed NAFTA into law, it just took away manufacturing jobs. And then you can see African-American communities just dwindling down to nothing, where people are hopeless and have no hope. And we want our manufacturing jobs back. So when he said those two key things, I'm like, I love this guy.
That got your attention. So, okay, so that was last year when you decided to become Republicans. Now, since then, Trump has been criticized for not giving a lot of specifics. Does that bother you, or do you hear enough to move forward with your support for him?
I hear enough. Listen, this man do not have to run for president. This is what I look at. He's already a billionaire. He already have a nice life. He don't have to run for president. But the mere fact that he wants to lay aside his nice life to run for president, all to put the American people first, I believe he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do.
Exactly.
Okay.
And whenever we talk specifics, I love the fact that, you know, a lot of times you can't tell the enemy your specifics because they can counteract. What I like
what?
Is his track record.
That's politics, ladies.
Well, I understand that it's politics, but unfortunately, he's not a career politician. What I love is the fact that
you keep
his
it
track
secret?
Record speaks for itself.
Well, I'm not. Well, here's my deal. You have these career politicians like Hillary Clinton that has been in public service for 20, 30, 40 years. And what have she done? And what are you going to do different if you ever get in this time? You know, the Clintons don't get to play musical chairs with the White House. I want an outsider, someone that is not tainted as a career politician, to come in and clean up this insider mess. Remember,
well,
Donald Trump got 14 million people to come out and vote for him. I think he can win this thing.
Well, let me ask you this, because once he did do very well in the primaries, but once he became the nominee, ladies, specifically after the Republican convention, his support began to decline, most notably among key Republicans who, based on Trump's actions, deemed him unfit for office. His popularity continues to decline since then, with all major polls showing him losing to Hillary Clinton in double digits in key states, key battleground states. But let me ask you this, ladies. If you could give Trump some advice, what would you tell him to do to turn things around and win in November? Because I know you want him to win. It seems like he could use some advice. What would you say to him?
Especially for black folks.
Yeah.
Well, it would be this here, never waver nor back down. I like his attitude where he speaks the truth, and that's what we need in this country. You know, when we look and when I cut on my TV and I look at what's happening in Milwaukee and across our country, something is wrong. And then we have leaders, our black leaders, vote this way, vote that way. No, you all don't get to tell us how to vote anymore. We can vote based on who is going to do the job. I don't want another career politician. Hillary Clinton, Google her. She's never done anything. For black people. She's never done anything for black people. Google her. And then we're going to give her 4 years.
No, I'm asking you.
Did it bother you, ladies, that he just shown no support? You talk about Milwaukee for Black Lives Matter and has shown no sympathy for recent shooting deaths.
Black Lives Matter, no one can show support for an organization that goes around and say, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now. Everybody becomes a part of that because we do not want our police killed on the streets. But those people in Milwaukee are not up and uprising because of a black boy being killed. Those people are in poverty and they're tired of it. They are tired of being in poverty. And then you all want them to vote for the same system that keeps them in poverty.
Okay, I got one last question. Ladies, yes. Diamond and Silk, has anything that Trump has said, has anything that he said offended or embarrassed you?
No, he don't embarrass me, and I'm glad he don't embarrass me, and he's not embarrassed of black people, and that's what I love about him. And
so you stand by everything he said?
Everything most that definitely. He said is the truth.
What? So women who are sexually harassed should look for a new job?
Excuse me?
Women that are sexually harassed should look for new jobs and not stand up to their harassers?
When he spoke about that, he was speaking about his daughter as a father. He is a father first. Remember, he's a human being. He is not a career politician. And I'm tired of you all always going on sound bites.
But nobody asked Monica Lewinsky's father.
That's right. Ask Monica Lewinsky's father how he felt about Bill Clinton harassing his daughter. Ask him
that's
that.
That's right.
Well, he's been asked. He didn't have anything to say. What's in it for you guys?
There's nothing in it for us. We are pure passionate about what we're doing. There's nothing in it for us. And we can be vocal and passionate and don't have to. See, that's the problem. People always feel like, well, you need this here to do this. We don't need anything but our voice.
If he loses, will we still be able to find you on YouTube? Will you continue your post on YouTube if he loses?
Absolutely. Listen, he's not going to lose. He's going to be the 45th president of the United States. And we're still going to be doing the viewers' view.
And are you all going to get into politics?
No, I'm not running for anything, but I'm going to talk about everybody that runs.
That's right. Well, you got one
Diamond
right.
and Silk, you thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There's something else.
Raleigh, huh?
They are a handful. North Carolina.
All right, Raleigh. Represent.